You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
That I finally found truth, and his name is Jesus. And so
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Exactly. And so I just realized at that point that I would never be the same. And I wasn't after that.
Thank God we have a God of heart instead of intellect, right?
Yes.
I mean, the letter of the law causes death. The spirit of the law causes life.
Oh, absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. And then after that, my life was changed. And
wonderful.
And I immediately went home and scared my wife.
Oh, no. He became a Jesus freak.
But no, and that my and ever since then, I've had a hunger for the Bible and a hunger for God's Word and a hunger for a relationship with Him. And it's been.
I was writing jingles for radio and TV. So I'm out with the president, CEO, man like yourself, with some of his people that work with him. And we're having lunch. And suddenly he goes, "Well, do you know Jesus, son?" Oh, my word. I was embarrassed. I wanted to crawl under the table. Oh, no, it's a Jesus freak. You know, I was into Eastern religions and stuff. But anyway, told me about the Lord, and it's amazing because I know that, like I said, that I was in my living room and called out to the Lord and said, "Okay, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead." I was all by myself, and nothing happened. I said, "Okay, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead. I'm a fool to live without you." I said, "I surrender the rest of my life, and what happened to you happened to me." And I remember going, "Whoa, this is why people take drugs. Drugs are the counterfeit. This was the real McCoy.
Thing. The real thing."
And cool thing, huh?
Yes.
Pretty cool thing.
So it's an inside-out thing. So what's happening inside is he's changing us from day to day to day, molding us and shaping us in his image. And, of course, we're all a work in progress. So
I asked you when we came into the back room, I said, "Are you in recovery?" And you said,
"I'm a recovering sinner." So, yes, we're all in recovery.
And it never ends.
No, it never does until the day he calls us home.
So, because, I wait back, I wondered, like, can you lose your salvation? But it does say they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Yes.
And so, and he did say, all sins shall be forgiven man except blaspheme of the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
And God is not a man that he should lie.
No.
What I like about, now, your title is?
Director.
Director.
Yep.
Now, and that's, you are George Lynch?
Correct.
Okay. I got two Georges here. Okay, so George Lynch, now you don't mind if I speak about you a little bit, right?
No, by all means.
Okay, so to me this gives great, what's the word, credibility.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you've gone through what I went through and that you were addicted for a while to drugs, alcohol. What's your story?
So, I was raised in a single-parent home, no dad around, right? Mom was an alcoholic.
Yep.
So the kind of father figures that I gravitated towards were, criminals on the street. And, man, if you name it, I've done it. Short of the new stuff that's out there like fentanyl, I wasn't around when I was doing stuff. And so, by the time I was in my early 20s, I was 120 pounds soaking wet, crystal meth addict, had been for about 4 years.
Wow.
And, I met Jesus, I'd said the sinner's prayer when I was about 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Friend's mom, took us on a vacation to Fort Myers. And, she's driving down the street and telling me about Jesus, looking back in the back seat. I'm like, "Lady, I'll pray whatever prayer you want. Just watch the road." But I remember something changed that day because.
Oh, so it did.
Yes, absolutely.
You did say, and you meant it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you felt it was a change.
And here's the crazy part. I knew it was the moment of being real because my friend was sitting in the front seat and I was crying and I knew I didn't want him to turn around and see me crying. Right. And we both knew what happened in that car that day. And we never talked about it. Still to this day. Right.
Wow.
But my life went drastically downhill from there again. That was 13. By the time I was 20, I was a meth addict. And
you gave up the throne to the Lord and then you took it back.
Yeah, absolutely. I put drugs and alcohol on that throne.
Yeah.
And when I got sentenced to prison, 120 pounds, soaking wet, little skinny white kid, I was scared to death. And I just said, God, if you're real, I mean, really real, then I need you. Like, I need you to put your people around me. And, what happened to me at 13 was salvation, right? What happened to me at 23 was lordship. I had finally said, "Lord, I want you to control my life. I want you to be the Lord of my life."
You surrendered. Like I said, I surrendered.
Yes. And he did. Every prison that I went to on my journey. There was a bunkmate that was a believer. There was a bunkmate that was a pastor's kid. And so he just put his people around me. And, you know, I really began to feel the call. Like, I should have been, I've lost more friends to substance use than I can count on both hands and both feet. And I should have been the guy found behind the dumpster overdosed. And so when I got out of prison, I just said, you know what? I want my life to mean something. So I dedicated my life to helping others in substance use. And it's been...
So you never stayed at Dynamic Life as a client?
Not as a client. So I worked there when it was a treatment center alongside Kyle Bailey, Roger Ball.
Oh, I remember Kyle.
Yep.
Well, what's the difference between a treatment center and what you are now?
So the treatment center actually took, you know, they took insurance. They took guys in for 30, 60, and 90 days.
Yep.
And it wasn't a sober living program where guys could stay for long periods of time. So after your insurance kind of stopped paying, we had to find other places to go. But they also, you know, did full PHP treatment, partial hospitalization, intensive outpatient treatment, therapy, stuff like that. And so that was down in Fort Pierce, but the residence was the same. So where the guys live now is where we housed the treatment center guys. And so I started there as a behavioral health tech overnight and then came on as the part of the three-man spiritual counseling team with Roger and Kyle.
Okay. Hey, Doolin, could you type a Dynamic Life under one of their names? Okay, maybe out of there. Okay, he's probably in the back doing some work. But anyway, we're talking with the president and the, their official titles. We have Director George Lentz, and we have Board President George Pellington.
Yes.
And so it is of Dynamic Life. And they have beds for 28 men. So it's for men only.
Correct. Yes.
Which is probably a good thing to do because they say when you're first entering into sobriety, no relationships for the next year for the most part. There are some things that break that rule and have broken it successfully, but by and large, it's best to do it that way, right?
And there's some places out there that do co-ed sober living, and I just want to stay away from that headache because that's a headache all in itself.
Oh, my Yeah, it's a temptation. Yeah. All yeah.
One temptation at a time.
Now, so, I mean, if there's any question I can't ask, I am, let me know, but, I mean, what's the cost for this? So I'm in the throes of alcoholism. Someone I love or I call Dynamic Life. What happens next?
Well, let's start with this because this kind of helps us to see just how unique Dynamic Life really is.
Okay.
We expect $0 at the door.
Really?
Okay. So a lot of places expect, you know, $200, $300, sometimes $400 just to come in. We expect zero. Now, if a guy can come in, pay the first week, which is $200, that's great.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Food and a bed for $200?
Well, and it's more than just food and a bed. So they have case management. They have mental health, free mental health therapy that they can take part in. They got STEP program they can take part in.
Yes. But they can come in with nothing.
They can come in with absolutely nothing.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so if they come in with nothing, no job, no money, there are two scholarships currently that are available to them. So there is a 6-week scholarship. And if they sign up for the 6-week scholarship, they have to do 4 weeks of STEP program at United Against Poverty. That's job training. And so then they'll have 2 weeks after that to find employment. If they don't want to do the STEP program, they can sign up for a 4-week scholarship, which just gives them 4 weeks to get on their feet, right? Go out there, put in out resumes, you know, get a job, start getting some employment. So there is a nice buffer for a guy who has absolutely nothing coming.
How do you all get the money to take care of that from wealthy individuals or regular individuals that make donations, or how does this work?
Well, we have about a $450,000 a year annual budget.
Yeah.
Half of that is paid by the men through their program fees.
Okay.
So part of the recovery process is financial responsibility and a man learning the dignity of work.
Yeah.
So the other half comes from grants and from donations from churches as well as other donors. So we rely very heavily upon the men themselves to help subsidize, but then also churches as well as grants – And so the recent event that you attended was a fundraiser, because part of our goal is to raise about $100,000 to be able to fund the program. So, you know, we're hopeful that as a result of that fundraiser, and as well as the awareness that came through it, the community awareness, that there will be more that will be able to participate with us in this program through their financial contributions. So, and then we also have volunteers for not only spiritual mentors, but also coaches, sponsors. So you can be involved both in terms of dedicating your time and providing support that way, as well as financially.
Well, the Lord said, man shall enjoy the fruit of his labor. It also is written, I think, in Thessalonians, if you do not work, you shall not eat. And if there were more people going hungry, you know, although I I do believe in erring on the side of mercy. You know, so you see somebody, I'm a 71-year-old guy, and I still have to work for a living.
Yes.
I'm not complaining. But I see somebody standing in a street corner and go, you're younger, a lot younger than me. You have two legs, two arms, you know, but, you know, I remember I was out in Nevada, I don't gamble, but I was out in the town, company Nevada, up at Las Vegas. But anyway, so I'm going into somebody's giving me a car to use, and it has the headlights are kind of like all foggy. So I'm stopping to get some stuff. And there's a man, looks a little bit like Jesus. Maybe it was, I don't know. But anyway, he's standing there, you know, asking for money. And I said, I'm not going to give him money. He might, you know, go out and buy drugs. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm walking in the door, but then all of a sudden I put my head back out and I said, are you hungry? And he goes, yeah. I said, come on, let's go. So we go inside. There was a, Miami Subs in there,
yeah.
And we got a cheese steak, and half was more than enough for me, and the other half was more than enough for him. And I remember doing this, and I'm thinking, this is great. I got to remember this, because you don't ever have to be lonely again, right? You can take in somebody almost, and you don't give them the money, so they can't buy drugs, but you can feed them.
Yes.
So and I love to feed people, but you do have to be careful. One nice thing that you have in this town. And the reason I bring it up is I don't know if they're doing anything to duplicate it. Maybe you could connect me to them. I should have those people on my show. And I had the founder on years ago, and he's now gone. But what this up with people, or what's it called?
Up Center.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioning.